When the Spokane County Commission was first established, there were about 50,000 people in the county. Now, over 100 years later, the population is about 500,000, but that board still has 3 commissioners. Spokane County voters will have a chance to decide if the commission should be expanded to 5 on this fall's ballot. One who thinks there are merits to the concept is current County Commissioner Todd Melke, who says commissioners serve on a number of boards, a time-consuming effort that could be spread out if more members were added. But Commissioner Al French, who opposes the current ballot measure, says the idea that commissioners are too busy because of board meetings is overblown. He says he's compiled a list of boards all the commissioners are members of.
And in Todd's case, he has 10 boards that he sits on that are active, 12 that are inactive, that haven't met in the last year, in some cases in the last 5 years. And then Shelley sits on 12 boards and 3 that are inactive. So when we talk about being meeting to death, which is a term that one of my commissioners uses, the record just doesn't support that.
For his part, Melke argues that the state's public meetings law prohibits a majority of the commission from discussing issues without calling a public meeting. And since the majority of a 3-member council is 2, that restricts conversation between 2 commissioners to non-business items if they're not at a public meeting.
By going from 3 commissioners to 5, what it means is, number one, you divvy up the work amongst more people. You will have more time to implement the decisions and the information that you've gained at these meetings. And I think the third thing is it does allow you to have a one-on-one conversation with a colleague to help gain better understanding of that person's perspective.
Melke says he has had to avoid speaking to his counterparts if only one is present and not the other when it comes to county business. Again, Al French says that's an exaggeration of the facts.
One of the things that we do when we want to share information with our fellow commissioners is we start the conversation with, for information purposes only, I'm going to share this information with you, and then I can share with them anything I want. The only thing I can't do is say, do you support? Would you support anything that looks like I'm asking for a vote?
Former County Commissioner Bonnie Mager says she supports the idea of adding commissioners through the changing of the county charter, where there is more public input on such issues as drawing up new district boundaries. If this commissioner expansion were to pass, Mager says it gives incumbents an advantage in the 2016 election. She cites the example of Shelley O'Quinn and a possible unannounced opponent.
So this gives her the opportunity to draw them out of her boundary, as well as it gives both of them the opportunity to hold off on setting these boundaries for, you know, until next spring, which means that they have this huge advantage in terms of raising money and also their strategy. No one else will know what district they're going to be in, so they won't be able to know who they're running against or if they're running in an uncontested new position or what.
Efforts to increase the number of commission members have failed twice in the recent past. Those efforts would have moved the county to the charter form of government. That concept failed in 1994 and again in 2007. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.